Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 2/11/2021. 2/11/2021. And oh, I'll tell you, I think I'm going to begin tonight real quick. I'm going to begin with, because it may be a timely thing. Lord Jesus, will you come and touch Mary Lou B as she's about to get a triple bypass operation, Lord. Lord, will you guide the surgeon's hand, and Lord, will you provide her with a medical miracle and restore her back to health. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus, and to all those out there, those in Florida and those in Nebraska and those all over, those in Tennessee, those who have specific healing needs, I would tell you to ask the Lord for a medical miracle. Lord Jesus, touch them all as you know them, Lord Jesus. Anybody who listens to the show or who is a friend of somebody who listens to the show, Lord, in your name we pray, Lord Jesus. And also all of those who have travail from who you told us, Lord. You told us in Luke 21 who would begin to betray us, Lord. And that is already starting to happen, okay? As people are starting to get betrayed and undermined and attempted to be taken out of the box by their own relatives, brethren, etc. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would guide people in their relationships and all of these things and get people to understand that it might be your own family who tries to do you in. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this. I'm going to give you some deep background information. You remember we've talked to you about the Google, but owned allegedly by the Red Chinese, loony balloons, not some little weather balloons, but like 30-foot platforms carried aloft. And they also have an ion engine to make it go maybe 50 miles an hour or whatever, something like that, to steer it. But then they can go up to real high altitudes, and we talked to you about that in depth, and track them, and until some were shot down by the good auspices of some jump jets, okay? One out of Texas, as you recall, that took off from like a blacktop from off of a ranch outside of Texas, outside of San Antonio, all right? And others, and so what we're trying to tell you is, and have looked at those, we've not seen them of late. Those who look for them and watch for them have not seen them too much of late, except in foreign countries. And there's a reason for that, you see. If allegedly the Red Chinese are launching them, which they are, okay? But it's interesting that Google allegedly said that in January, allegedly said that it was losing money on that program. They were going to disband and get rid of that program of the balloons, Google balloons, okay? Well, you know, somebody, we've been talking about it in the background, deep background, and somebody said, okay, I'm going to start looking again. Well, they found in the last 2-3 days, 3-4 of them gone up and have been launched. They're not necessarily being launched directly from land, but they're being launched perhaps from offshore and that kind of stuff, and then steered into jet streams. And then here's the deal. This is because of the position that Red China holds over Red China Joe, who stole the show with the Red Chinese help and the CIA's help, don't you know? And what's really sort of interesting is that now that they have their man in office, just like allegedly the KGB had their man Obama in office, tell Vladimir I'll have a lot more flexibility after I win the election. You remember that? On the hot mic to Medvedev? The abomination of desolation. But now we got the Red China Joe. So what's interesting is that even though allegedly they dropped the program and quit it last month, that they've launched several of them here recently. The problem here is this. They are not showing up except for briefly as they initially launch. They transpond, they squawk briefly as they initially launch, and then they're rapidly going up to around 68,000 feet where they no longer have to squawk or use any kind of broadcast their frequency or who they are, because technically you're in the beginning of space, all right? Consequently, they can be seen, don't get me wrong. Now, the question is that they're no longer following the protocols as they go up through the ranks. They initially light up, and then they go up quick now, okay? Now, here's what we know, not suspect. Here's what is known from deep background sources, multiple deep background sources, and I mean deep, deep background, but good guys, that the Red Chinese are using these, as we told you before, as total command and control type scenarios over the United States. And right now, the main focus of the Red Chinese, with impunity, mind you, because Joe Biden is not going to do anything to him. I mean, they'll just flip him another $1 billion to his kid, and that'll be all she wrote. But you see, what they're doing is this. Listen up out there. The loony balloons launched by the Red Chinese have every kind of antenna, transmitter, every kind of thing on them, on these 30-foot-long platforms, and they're vacuuming up every frequency, every kind of signal, every kind of radio frequency, television, everything from the DC to 100 gigahertz, okay? So in other words, they're getting all phone calls, all Wi-Fi, all the internets, all the every kind of thing, the sat phones, all different signals, radio, everything that is out there, Wi-Fi, all of it. They're vacuuming up everything. Why? Because they're using it to find out and then sending it back for Red Chinese analysis. And a lot of it is being done to find out where there might be a opposition to the Red Chinese as they take over under Biden, okay? More and more and more. And then with one more nasty thing to happen, perhaps, outright takeover where they don't even need a politician anymore. But that is what they're doing. They're vacuuming up everything. Everything you do is being vacuumed up. And people say, well, I use this one and I use that one and they're, you know, peer-to-peer and all that. Let me tell you, all I can tell you is this. I remember the original Pretty Good Privacy and all that stuff back ancient years ago, right? And it worked for a while, but it only took a short while for the NSA to bust all that up. Now you've got the NSA and then top people are NSA, the Israelis, the Red Chinese can do it, the Russians can do it, the English can do it, all right? And then maybe one or two others. But the fact is, they're vacuuming everything up, and then what they're going to do, they're listing in, and they've got all the information, which they can then sort out, research, find out, listen to, check it, refer it to where your location's at, your cell phone, your home, your automobile, your smart television set, your smart this thing, your smart that thing, your laptop, whatever it is, to find out everything it is about Americans so they can analyze with their AI, artificial intelligence, they can analyze with their AI and also plug you into their tracking systems and facial recognition systems. And then also, I tell people, I told some people recently, you know, you're not safe online anywhere. The only way you might be safe in terms of communication would be at best to use a one-time pad or a book code between two people. That you guys only know the book and you know the way you do it. And that then you use perhaps a motorcycle courier or a dead drop and you don't transmit it. In other words, get the heck off of Twitter. Get the heck off of Facebook. Get the heck off of this, that, and the other. Okay? This board, that board. If you're going to use your emails and stuff, then use it, but don't figure that it's going to be, quote unquote, protected or secret. Just blend in and use it and heck, maybe even give them something juicy to look at now and then, you know. But the fact is that there's no security on any of this stuff unless you do what I just told you. Maybe you use a courier. Well, the fact is that they're also have been working on, as I've told you over the years, Brother Quayle's talked to you about it, but I've talked to you about it several times, how they're now doing things where they can actually read your mind, okay? They can pop the narrow beam down there, look at what's your brain's doing, look at the different things, and they're starting to identify your thoughts, things that you just said. They also have all of these things in your home. Does anybody out there, let me ask the question, hey, listen up, is anybody using Alexa or Siri or one of those kind of other things? Huh? Everything that you say is being broadcast to the Red Chinese today so they can rule you tomorrow and shut you down or elevate you as you kowtow to Xi Jinping and his New World Order superiors. And then eventually you get to the fallen angels and Lucifer after going through a few London and London banks and, you know, New York, Zurich banks and Rome and Paris banks, etc. But ladies and gentlemen, are vacuuming up everything. Now, that doesn't mean you stop communicating. That just means you got to understand that nothing is secure anymore. You know, at best, they're not going to try to read everybody's mind, but they can start to do that now. They can also utilize broad beams and narrow beams on specific people or areas, or they can do it for a region or whatever with the scalar interferometers. Remember, we've talked about this many times. Generation, okay, satellite directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neuro physiological template. That be you. That's you. Your neurophysiological template. Okay. So now that is something we've talked about. Now they've got it to where they can influence you. They can do stuff to you. They can broadcast. They can put you into a sleep. Or they can excite you and get you all wired up. Wired, blah, 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 blah. Or they can make you real mad. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. All right, make you aggressive, blah, la 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 la, or they could make you serene. You get the picture, all right? This stuff is way beyond the things. If you look at the Bourne legacy and Snowden and you're looking at 10, 15, you know, 20 years ago, now we're way beyond all of that, all right? So anyway, I'm just trying to tell you that that's what's going on, and the loony balloons are back up, and they're vacuuming up all frequencies. At the very least, you want to know something that you could do one day? You could start it tonight or tomorrow. Everybody who's on Twitter, everybody who's on Facebook, just don't use it that day and get off of it. Don't even look at it. If you could do that for one or two days in a row, then they're going to say, holy cow, something's wrong here. What's it going on, you see? And I'm going to tell you, all of this stuff is just getting beyond the pale. We see now that according to the major study done, that the CDC inflated the COVID-19 deaths up to 1,600% inflated over what the actual number of deaths were. And now today, old Red China Joe, who stole the show and they paid his son, don't you know? Red China Joe's over at the NIH. With the CDC and the NIH, and he's blaming Trump because there's no plan to, you know, the vaccines can't get distributed. In other words, they can't kill you quick enough. They can't turn you into the Borg quick enough. But old Red China Joe, what he said was, remember when he said there was going to be a long dark winter, right? We're starting to have it, aren't we? Jobs are going bye-bye. Money's going bye-bye. We're looking at problems with the dollar collapse and all the different stuff. And we got war in the making. And we got, several carrier groups in the South China Sea, you know, getting practiced on by Chinese bombers. But the Red China Joe is at the NIH. And, of course, we also hear today and see that Fauci and Billy Luciferian Gates, you know, that they talk all the time. And they're talking and they have conversations, okay? Yeah, no kidding. How do you reduce population of planet Earth to no more than 500 million? In perpetuity and harmony, Georgia Guidestones, put up by the Rosicrucians. Only 500 million people on planet Earth, that means about 7 billion have to die. All for the glory of Lucifer, you see. They want to get you to where they croak you quick, and then hopefully you don't have in your patience possess ye your souls, as the Lord Jesus told you that you do in Luke 21. And that they can then steal your soul, take the power from that, okay? And then Lucifer can come onto this planet, overlay the body of the Antichrist. You see? And then perpetuate or try to perpetrate a counterfeit of our Lord Jesus's, you know, time on earth or the second coming, you see. Do a counterfeit of it. So Red China Joe over at the NIH is saying, long dark winter, right? Which was code. But he's also saying today, he said, and he's thanking the NIH and all the scientists and all their sacrifice and all that, in spite of the fact that Trump didn't order enough of them, but it was all of the NIH and FDA and everybody who approved everything and did it perfectly that we have the vaccine. It's because of Trump we got the vaccine. But Red China Joe says, because we're going to have another virus come along, he said, I'm sure, all right? Saying that there's going to be another virus come along. And then he lists off the different ones. And he says, this, that, and the other. And he says Zika and MERS and SARS and Ebola and all the different things. And then he says COVID-19. But he said there's another one's going to be coming. We're certain of that. Well, then when you look into that, it's kind of interesting, you see. Kind of interesting when we look into that, because there's reports now also. Is smallpox the next bioterrorism attack? What does Bill Gates know This is up at stevequayle.com. He posted this article from Vaxter, V-A-X-X-T-E-R.com. Smallpox as next bioterrorism attack? What does Bill Gates know? Well, Fauci and Bill Gates are talking, so they got to know something together, don't they? And then here in 2017, Microsoft founder Bill Gates raised the alarm over a growing threat from bioterrorism, warning that it could cause tens of millions of deaths. And these are all quotes from Gates. Happens to be the first year that Trump was acting as president. So immediately Gates comes up about threat of bioterrorism. Well, by George, they sure created it, didn't they? And he says terrorists could wipe out 30 million people by weaponizing a disease such as smallpox, which could be worse than that of a nuclear attack. Oh, yes, it could be. He says the next epidemic could originate on the computer screen of a terrorist, intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox or a super contagious and deadly strain of the flu. Oh, yeah. Well, they already got that. Remember, they had that new special bird flu that was up there in the geese outside of Calgary and Alberta there that, you know, did the stuff, and that they got rid of them quick. And then if we have a hemorrhagic flu, a bird flu, put the pigs and the birds together and you got a hemorrhagic flu like that, you're going to get some 1918 real quick, you know, which, of course, they dug up for those young people who do not know, who may not have heard this anywhere else. They dug up a number of years ago, back in the late 80s or early 90s, they dug up victims in the tundra in Alaska. They dug up people who had been buried who had had the 1918 Spanish flu, and they opened their bodies up because they're in the permafrost. They opened them up and got into their lungs and dug out the still viable virus of the, you know, of that Spanish flu. So then here's some more things Billy Gates says. Getting ready for a global pandemic is every bit as important as nuclear deterrence and avoiding a climate catastrophe. All right, now. And then here's what he says. The next epidemic could originate on a computer. Yeah, really, they could. And then goes on in a whole list of articles. So this is at Vaxter, V-A-X-X-T-E-R.com. But you can go to Steve Quayle's site. I believe he's got it posted up there. Steve Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com. So then Steve has got another article up there, I believe. Let's see if I've got it right here. All right. Let's see. He's talking about Ebola pox. And then there's also articles up there. Satan soldiers at the CDC preparing quarantine camps, okay? Preparing quarantine camps. So you got to look into that. There's going to be quarantine camps, all right? So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is not going to stop. We're in the beginning of sorrows, right? Oh, and then also to wit on this, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was been banned from Instagram after he outlined Bill Gates' global domination efforts of taking over the food supply to dominate global food production and monopolize it, and also all public health programs. So they banned old RFK Jr. And then I guess he also pasted on his Facebook. He posted a section of a video from Planet Lockdown, the movie, by Catherine Austin Fitz. It's a censored film, obviously. And it's all about that the COVID vaccine is a push being controlled by the elite global elite cabal. And the vaccines are part of a push towards synthetic biology, which can be patented and has been claimed to cause infertility. And then also to make all kind of chimeras and fallen angel kind of technology. And then in spite of the fact that Biden's ordering all these vaccinations and they're going to start doing them in federal wise, they've got the troops already out in California, regular military doing them, okay? And they got Texas Motor Speedway, and they got Dodger Stadium, and you know, and all these different places, you know? All the big different venues. And now, thank you to my friend in California, Biden says we will wear masks, you know, no matter what. You get all these vaccines, you still got to wear the masks. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're in for something. The wild weasel is running. The wild weasel is running. And I'm going to tell you, it's just going to be wild. And then it was this impeachment stuff, you know? The impeachment stuff. And old Jamie Raskin, old lefty Raskin, old communist Raskin, the law professor in the Maryland, House of Representatives. And then you got Bang Bang Swallowwell, Bang Bang Swallowwell up there. And Nakusa, Nakusa is the brilliant speaker, although he smacks his lips too hungrily at times as he makes his points. But you got all the different ones. But Raskin then sums up the thing on Trump, and they haven't gone after the actual incitement. They just have done this movie deal. Well, for the record, I'm going to tell you, I told you on air, don't go throw yourself on the first dog pile that happens. I advise people not to go to D.C. because I knew that it would be gooped up and that there would be all kind of stuff involved. All right? But they're talking about, you see, and using the text of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and he's citing common sense and all of that. But he misses out. Then he says, well, the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, so that, you know, that's back when we had to fight the tyrants and all the stuff. Oh, so now we got an idiot, just like King George, okay, who works for the tyrant in the New World Order in the Chinese Communist Party. Mr. Raskin, you have just opened up your own door on that, but I'm going to tell you, it's not about the system and what you all think it is. This country was founded and its initial law, the Declaration of Independence, says right here that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Because you see, Mr. Raskin, what you didn't address today was that you guys are the new tyrants. You guys are the new tyrants, and you did steal the election. China Joe, with the help of the Red Chinese and allegedly the CIA, elements of the NSA, the FBI, Big Tech, and others. Did you see the Time Magazine? I don't have the article queued up where I'd read it right now. It was the Time Magazine article where Big Tech and all the oligarchs and all the big hog dogs of the New World Order and the bankers and everybody admitted in Time Magazine that they basically, they didn't steal the election, they fortified the election. So they admitted they manipulated all of the social media, they manipulated the press, they manipulated all of it, and they also did all the things they could do to make sure Trump was defeated. And they've been trying to do that and to put the populist genie back in the bottle since Trump won. Now, if you did not see Mike the Pillow Guy's, you know, absolute proof, then you need to look at that. It's the video, the absolute proof, where they break it down by the states. And there is massive vote fraud. And then what they're not going to tell you, a lot of them ain't going to tell you, is that what was used were the machines, were algorithms and programs and that kind of stuff, software in those, allegedly developed by the CIA, the NSA, and others, okay, to utilize that algorithm-type systems, all right, to allocate more votes to Biden. And it was, what was the ratio? Biden 113%, Trump 87%. So they gave, you see, 13% of every vote that went to Trump went to Biden. But even with that, in the middle of the night, Trump was getting so many votes, it broke down and they had to shut the system down. And then they had to back up truckloads, Wayne County and all different kind of places, open up the new ballots from underneath the table and run them. In Atlanta, all the different EIEIO people working on that. And what's funny is, allegedly, there's a lot of people in those election deals, particularly in Detroit and Philadelphia and all kind of places that are tied into big labor, allegedly. Big labor goons and mob goons, okay? Allegedly. So then I think it's just really humorous that the first thing that Red China Joe does is to fire some of the best paying good union jobs in the entire country, fire 11,000 of them off the bat, and then say basically and threaten then the 10 million more oil and gas and coal jobs in the United States. And then old Trumpka, they conned you, didn't they? The New World Order conned you, man. You thought it's going to be a communist deal. And I can allege, and what I've been told and things have been alleged to me and said, that possibly what they did was to promise you that all the illegal aliens coming in, that you would then be able to organize them and to take everything into union work and a minimum wage of $15 an hour, you see. And then if some of the old people die, we'll just give them a triple shot of the COVID vaccine and they'll croak. Even the COVID, the survivors that are 80, 90 years old, there was one out here recently, they said they survived COVID-19, got out of the hospital, and they were starting to do pretty good. And then they gave them the vaccine, they died in a couple days. Or the real healthy doctor down there in Florida who took the vaccine, and then a couple days later they found out he didn't have any blood platelets. And he died of the weird blood thing, which now is coming out too. So I'm going to say this to you. Old Trumpka, they conned you too. And you ought to push back on them, and you ought to get really on the side of your people in the jobs, okay? Because Biden is going to kill them all, and he's basically giving the jobs. Oh, maybe you guys can transfer to Red China. Or when Red China puts a factory in Philadelphia, but you better believe they're not going to pay you $15 an hour then. So Trumpka, you got conned by Red China Joe. You thought it was going to be your version of communism, don't you know? Allegedly, and that ain't the way it's going to be, Trumpka. So you even went on and got involved, allegedly? Well, let's just say this. There's a presence of what I would call organized labor of some sort. Allegedly. I'm not saying it's AFL-CIO, but the organized labor of some sort or some kind of professionalism that goes throughout the Antifa and throughout the BLM, okay? And all of that, and that you were used, your Bolsheviki were used to help to elect Red China Joe, and you got a sitting vice president who raised bail money for all of the people who burned down Minnesota, Minneapolis, and other towns, Portland, Seattle, New York City, Chicago, all the different places, Kenosha, raised the bail money. Sitting as the president, vice president, the vice president of the United States, Commissar Kamala. So Mr. Raskin is going on about this and evoking that, and I'm going to tell you, I can see the Republicans there, most of them. There's going to be more people that will desert and will vote Trump. They'll vote for Trump to be convicted. I don't think that it will go the full 17 needed to add on to their others, but you never know. Because you see, somebody with a lot of money, somebody in London or Paris or New York could call up and they could send an email to every one of the people in Congress. Every one of the representatives, every one of the senators. And they could say, well, throw in all of the Supreme Court and half the federal judges too. They could say, allegedly, hey, well, let's just take the Congress for now because they're the best Congress money can buy. The average senator has to probably raise a minimum of $10 million the year before their election. They got to start the first day. The representatives, some of those seats are getting real expensive. They got to start fundraising the first day they're in there, making the calls, asking for the cash, trading the favors, getting those Zero Halliburton's briefcases stuck in, trunks of cars somewhere, Or you take a little trip to the islands and whoop, there it is. Whoop. There it is, right there in the old bank account or the old lockbox, Oh, man. But there are good things that are happening as well. Newton County, Missouri, which is south of Joplin, down around Neosho, Missouri, which is kind of interesting because in the Bourne, series. Apparently, he was born in Neosho, Missouri, which is interesting. But Newton County, Missouri, it's near Neosho. That's in Newton County, south of Joplin. And apparently, they're going to, if any federal agents come into town or into the county. The commission, Newton County, Missouri, passed legislation in February that will empower local law enforcement officials to arrest federal agents who attempt to violate the Second Amendment rights of citizens within the county. The Newton County Second Amendment Preservation Act will nullify any unlawful federal restrictions on firearms that may be passed under the Red China Joe Biden administration, you see. All federal acts, laws, orders, rules, and regulations passed by the federal government, specifically any presidential administration, whether past or present or future, which infringe on the people's right to keep and bear arms, as guaranteed by the Second Amendment, shall be invalid in the county and shall not be recognized by this county and specifically rejected by this county and shall be considered null and void and of no effect in this county. The bill then declares, the legislation also stipulates, that any and all federal agents trying to enforce the regulations listed in Section 1 shall be subject to arrest by the Newton County, Missouri Sheriff's Department, and the Newton County, Missouri Sheriff's Department shall be given the full authority to make the arrest of any and all federal agents that violate state laws and enforce the regulations listed, that violate the state laws and enforce the regulations listed in Section 1. Missouri's Constitution makes it indisputably clear that the right of every citizen to keep and bear arms, ammunition, and accessories typical to the normal function of such arms in defense of his home, person, family, and property, or when lawfully summoned in aid of the civil power, shall not be questioned. And then this is an article up at Infowars.com, by the way. I read about this the other day in another article. But then on February 2nd, Marco Rubio introduced the bill he's been pushing since the Orlando Pulse radical Islamic attack. And that bill calls for the stripping of individuals under investigation, not conviction, for domestic terrorism of their ability to own and purchase firearms. A move Rubio somehow suggests would also provide more authority for law enforcement agencies to go after suspected terrorists while safeguarding law-abiding citizens' Second Amendment due process rights. Bull crap. Okay, bull crap. So anyway, Newton County, Missouri might not be a bad spot to go to, you see? Start over. Go get you a little acreage in the hills there somewhere. You'd be surprised how little it costs. Not all that much, not that cheap, but it would be a good place to go. Settle in a small town. Maybe you're a little fish in a little pond. Maybe you're a medium-sized fish in a little pond. Maybe you're a big fish in a little pond. But mind your business. Do your stuff. Pay your bills. Start a little small business. Whatever it is you want to do. Grow your garden. Do some hunting. Maybe you make a little white lightning to put into your tractor or into your automobile. Alcohol can be a gas too, right? And that's legal if you do that and you mix it with a little bit of gasoline, they say. There's a book, Alcohol Can Be a Gas Too, T-O-O. Look that program up. It's about permaculture. Providing fuel and food and stuff with permaculture. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to keep old Hawk swinging, striking blows against the Lucys on behalf of the Lord Jesus against his enemies and to warn the remnant of what's to come. I pray that you do. And I thank everybody who does. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Anything is most welcome and needed. FRNs, medals, check, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And oh, let me tell you something. Brother Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com. You can still get from him. I believe he's still got some silver and gold if you want to get it. He also has all kinds of stuff. They got night vision. They got all kinds of things. And you can also get what's vital is the information that Brother Quayle provides. You can get on his new Patreon or his new podcast thing and subscribe to that service. Go up to stevequayle.com. You can click on that. And then as you already know, most of these, you can scroll down at the end of all the stories of the day, and there's a banner to click on to listen to Old Hawk. But you can also call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And when you call Steve, you'll get either Steve or you'll get Tyler, his son, or Daryl, one of his longtime extremely capable managers. Hello to you, Buddy Darrell. And tell him that Old Hawk sent you, and you maybe you want some gold. Maybe you want to hook up with maybe some night vision they got or whatever it is they got. But always get books, books, the Giants books, you know, the Terminator books, Under the Ice, Empire Beneath the Ice, you know, all the different things that will teach your children and grandchildren. Xenogenesis, another good one. Aliens, Fallen Angels, you know. Weather Wars, okay? All of the different books Brother Quayle has. And get that information, get his DVDs, the videos, and start putting them back and showing them to your children, your grandchildren, so that people can understand what it is that's coming down the pike so quickly and so fast you can't believe it. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus told us all this stuff years ago, did he not? All those years ago, talking about it. Matthew 24, Luke 21. Another good thing to go is to go to Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H Times. And there's an article up there, how the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, how the CCP seeks to control America, okay? And they've got a whole series there of which shows you all these different types of articles and stuff and all the different ways and how for decades the Chinese Communist Party has worked to subvert the U.S. from every single possible angle and has nearly succeeded. Now they got Red China Joe in the White House. And they even conned old Trumpka. Trumpka, you got conned. You got conned there, Trumpka. They told you you're going to get everybody going to go back in. They're going to be dues paying FL-CIO. Don't think so, buddy. Because they're going to bring in all of these illegal aliens. And now they're already starting to talk about giving them the vaccine, right? But in the nutshell of the whole end Shemolian, the whole end deal, it's Lucifer and his plan, working through his fallen angels into his top slots in the banks, the big religions, the big churches, the big corporations, the big politicians, the intelligence agencies, the militaries. And I'm going to tell you what, as I told you the first year, and yeah, maybe it was about the fifth or sixth show, sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. These people are getting ready to come for you, and they want to eat your livers, and they want to steal your house, steal your wife or your husband, depending. They want to steal your children and do with them what they want. We got to get ready for that. The time probably for political solution is done. Now, that's not saying if next year that there was a favorable candidate I could vote for, I might vote for it. But you know they're going to try to put up only, quote-unquote, CIA-approved or NSA-approved or Red Chinese-approved candidates. Look at the head of the CIA that Biden is putting up. Look at the head of the CIA that Biden is putting up to run the CIA. This guy has been Burns, whatever his name was, head of the Carnegie. And Carnegie took all this money from the big red Chinese businessman associated with the Communist Party. They put him on the board of the Carnegie International Endowment. Allegedly. But it's not allegedly because he admits it. But now he's going to be the head of the CIA? So you got the head of the CIA already beholden to and influenced by huge businessmen in league with the Communist Party of China? That's going to be the head of your CIA, your Central Intelligence Agency? And incidentally, NSA, are you going along with all of that? You're going to give the Red Chinese all the information because they're already got their loony balloons up again and they're collecting everything. They're vacuuming everything up and they do not squawk because they're up around 68,000 feet now. And there's a bunch of them up there, I guarantee you. So if you have the phone number of the Mighty Men and Women of Valor or up there maybe in a TR-3B, perhaps you should call them and say, why don't you take out a few of these loony balloons all at once? And why don't you then perhaps go and tickle the Three Gorges Dam a little bit more? And keep those people busy. Keep those people, the enemies of the United States, those who worship their ancestors or who are godless. You see, it ain't going to shake out the way they think. It's going to shake out the way Lord Jesus told you about it. Matthew 24, Luke 21, Revelations, what Ezekiel has told you about, and others have told you about. It's going to happen, and it is manifesting itself right now. We're already, per Lord Jesus, in the beginning of sorrow. Oh, baby, baby, baby. I'm going to tell you what. You need to get as much food as you possibly can store, firearms and ammunition, okay? Winter boots and insulated clothing, firewood. You see, they might go ahead and do like a mini ice age or do something. It doesn't have to be a nuclear war where everything's annihilated. All they got to do is take out our power grid. And within 18 months, you know, or within a year, 90% of the population of the United States is dead, which then makes Deagle, DEAGEL.com's prediction for 2025 more interesting, doesn't it? And you remember what old Solzhenitsyn, Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, if you know how to spell that, it's S-O-L-Z-H-E-N. I-T-S-Y-N, Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, like maybe 75 million, or, as example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Now, Solzhenitsyn was put into a gulag in Siberia. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, how it's going to shake out. But do not count on the fact that Trump might be acquitted. They may, in fact, get him. All right? Mitch McConnell would love to get him. Thune would love to get him. Chris Wallace would love to get him. Joe Biden would love to get him. The Red Chinese would love to get him. Jamie Raskin would love to get him. Old Nagusa would love to get him. whole lot of people do not want to put back in because they want to be under the Lucy. They want to be under Lucifer as he gives his orders down through fallen angels, corporations, those who put senators and congresspeople into office, all right, and elect presidents and what have you. The illusion of this thing being able to turn itself around now, I believe, is incorrect. I don't see it now. Trump, I believe, may have been the last best possible shot. And then Lord Jesus has told us that what's going to happen, and it's not going to be this wonderful, great thing until he and his angels come down and destroy the 200 million man who could fund or who could bring out a 200 million man army. Red China, perhaps? At Harmageddon. And clean Lucifer's clock, the AC's clock, and all of his armies, and to wipe them out. So in between now and then, what did he tell you in Matthew 24, didn't he? For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You see? And then what's he tell you in Matthew 25? He tells you to prepare, doesn't he? Tells you to get lamps and lamp oil and get the wicks and get them all trimmed up and have supplies. You don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. You really do not. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your son of right. Teach your children what's going on. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Picky Lapua, baby, your optics are good as good. Yeah. Rode a track with my old buddy. All of those.